right, and hello again. Just wanted to touch on a few things. And like I said, if you heard my last podcast was, this may get kind of used as a journal. These are just kind of like some things I'm going through, which that's what I've always done. I've always tried to be, I'm always as real as possible. Cause I'm always, you know, I just am. I can't fake it. I can't, you know, I do my best to try to relate to people. You know, if I'm going through this, I bet you there's somebody else's and maybe they're struggling with it too. You know, especially when someone like me who is very single, been single a long time. I have dated on and off the last couple of years, but nothing worth writing home about. I really don't have any friends. Majority of people I used to be friends with, we've grown apart. A lot of them are married. And for whatever reason, you know, we're not allowed to be friends anymore. I'll never understand what that's about. That's for another day though. But you know, it's always nice to know when you're alone a lot, and I am. I mean, I have decent coworkers, you know, that I talk with and get along with. But if I'm not at work, you know, I go to work, I go to the gym, I come home literally 4 to 5 days a week. Which I always go to work. I work 5 days a week, but I'm usually in the gym 4 to 5 days a week. And I try to get in even on the weekends. It's my social time. So I try to relate to people because when you feel alone, it's tough. You know, sometimes you wonder, is anybody else really going through this or is it just me? So I do my best to try to talk about real life and real things that are going on, hoping it'll help reach someone else. So someone else will know, excuse me, that they are not alone. So, but something I've just recently dealt with and something I've always dealt with, is I'm busy. You know, we've all heard that, especially dating, and even with friends. You know, I've had friends I've lost over the years because, yeah, they were too busy, you know, practically never wanted to hang out. You know, never, you know, hardly had time to talk, couldn't text or whatever. But I've also always had that with guys. You know, and guys may deal this with girls as too. I know there's girls that pull this card. Again, this is from my point of view because I am a female and I date men, of course, like we're supposed to, and like that's how we were made. There's a reason why God made man and woman. Okay. Anyways. So, you know, but my thing has always been, now granted, I have always been over backwards to spend my spare time, whether it's with friends or with, you know, a guy, whether we're dating or I'm just trying to get to know him. I've always been over backwards. I mean, I will put everything aside for you. I have that loyalty to a fault. And now I'm trying to scale it back a little bit and not be so like open in a way, not being so like, oh yeah, here's all my time. You know, I'm trying to scale it back a little bit, you know, to not, you know, drain myself, you know, and to kind of like, to kind of keep the feelings at bay a little bit until it's time to release. You know, kind of like a pain pill, trying to have that extended release program, you know, where just a little bit comes out slowly but surely over time. But you know, I hate getting told, well, I'm too busy. I just really do because no, you're not. You know, that tells me that, you're not too busy. You just don't want to give your extra time to me. And I'm not saying I have to have all the extra time, but if you truly like somebody, whether you're friends or, you know, especially in early parts of dating, you're just trying to get to know each other. If you like that person, or if you're really into, yeah, let me get to know her and, you know, give this a little bit of time to see where it's going. And if you can't give me that little bit of time to send a couple of texts or to have a phone call, then you're not worth it. Then obviously you're not ready. And that's okay not to be ready. But, you know, then I don't know. Then, you know, don't be trying to, then don't ever message me back. You know, if you're not ready to even be friends, You know, and that's what cracks me up is all these guys that want to be friends first. Okay, well, even to be friends, we have to spend some time to get to know each other. You know, we have to, you know, possibly, you know, soon exchange numbers. We have to meet in person. We have to hang out, you know. So, I mean, we can be friends first, but if you're not going to give me any little bit of your spare time, then why, what the hell? Seriously, what the hell? You know, I mean, I'm all about some patience and give it some time, you know, but I don't have all day. I really don't. Like, I got time, but I ain't got all day. You know, I don't understand, you know, I've never been one, and this is not me moving fast. This is just, hey, if we like each other and we're talking on an app, you know, and it's been a week or so and we like each other. Yeah. What's wrong with exchanging phone numbers to maybe be able to text and maybe actually talk on the phone, you know, instead of just texting all the time? You know, I understand you have a busy work schedule. I understand you work 12, sometimes maybe 16 hours a day. But you're telling me you don't go to the bathroom? You're telling me you don't take any kind of a break? You're telling me you never have time to pull out your phone? Now, I know there are certain jobs where you can be busy for possibly a lot of that time. But you're telling me you don't take a bathroom break? You're telling me your phone doesn't go with you? I mean, do you really think I give a shit if you were sitting on the pot and you were texting me? No. Just the thought of you taking out that little bit of that couple of minutes in the bathroom to text me to be like, hey, how are you doing? I hope your day's good. You know, sorry, work's been crazy. I'm doing this and this today, you know, not sure when I'll be off, but hey, I'll text you when I get another chance. Okay, great. That's all we ask. Guys and girls both, but especially us ladies, because, you know, like me, I tend to flock towards the blue collar guys. And I don't really care that you're blue collar, but I tend to just to gravitate towards the hardworking men. And, you know, and of course there's men that are in white collar jobs that are in, you know, office jobs or CEOs or, you know, any of that stuff, you know, managers and stuff that, you know, still mentally, you know, they're busy all day, you know, so it's not necessarily the physical ones. It's even the other jobs that can be, you know, kind of like emotionally and intellectually demanding. So I get it. But again, like I've said it for years and years and years, if they want to, they will. But if they're not, if you're talking to somebody and maybe, yeah, it's only been like a week, but hey, you seem to be hitting it off pretty good. And to me, if you can't exchange numbers, then something's wrong. Obviously, maybe you're entertaining something else. Maybe you're not really ready for anything. You know, I mean, you're not even really ready for a friendship. You know, you really got to check yourself. You know, a lot of us women, especially for you guys, a lot of us women are not real demanding. Us real women that, yeah, I'm busy too. I mean, I've got work, I've got my gym time that I get every day, no matter, you know, that I get when I want. You know, I have my time with my family and like my animals and I got a clean house and, you know, but you know, I would make time for you. I'm going to make time to text you. Hey, how's it going? How's your day? You know? Even just a little simple conversation, you know, I mean, that's just, I just don't understand why some men seem to have such an issue with that. They act like, you know, I don't know. They just act like they can't do that. And it's just, it gets really frustrating, you know, but I learned to get over it and move on and, you know, leave the ball in their court. If you want to text me, go right ahead. If you don't, well, then you know what? You just missed out. You know, cause you know, sometimes I've said this before, sometimes I really think, you know, God can bring two people together, but one person can screw it all up by literally ignoring him and ignoring their feelings and being so afraid to get close to somebody again that you screw it up for yourself. And I know a lot of you are going to shake your head and be like, yep. Whether you've done that before or you've had someone kind of do that to you. I've seen plenty of guys come in and out of my life because they weren't ready. You know, they acted like they were and they said all the right things that they thought I wanted to hear. And then they ran away like cowards. And that's exactly what they are. because they did run away. Now, it's one thing if they would have came to me and said, look, you know what? You're great. You're amazing. But this is just not, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not ready. I thought I was. We have a conversation about it. You're a good man. Thank you for telling me. Appreciate it. Okay, bye. Have a nice life. Good luck. The last guy that I went on a date with, that's how it was. I mean, he was, you know, unfortunately, he kind of left me for some odd reasons. But he still said that, you know, he was, you know, he wasn't quite ready yet. You know, and I was like, okay, I was like, that's fine. You know, like no big deal, you know, seriously, good luck. Seriously, have a nice life. Good luck. You know, kind of like always here, you know, if you need me, if you need somebody to talk to. But of course, you know, I mean, I haven't heard from him and we don't talk. And so, you know, it's kind of like delete the number. I'm good. But, you know, you have to be open. You have to communicate. And I know it's hard and it takes time, but you have to stop being so afraid. You know, if you're ready to talk to somebody, just get over it. Just get to know them. Take it. Like I said, worst case is you end up as friends, you know, and that's not a bad thing. I would love to have some guy friends again. Believe me, I've always had more guy friends and girlfriends. A lot of you ladies are listening to this. You're going, yep, that's me. I meet so many that it's just easier to get along with guys. Some girls are just bitches. There's so many out there that it's like, it's hard for me to be friends with y'all. Cause for one, half the time it's competition. And I've always been the chunky friend that no one ever wanted. And of course now all of a sudden the last couple of years, you know, thick is where it's at. You know, but I still ain't got nobody busting down my door, but whatever. So yeah, you know, just gets really tough, but that's just something I wanted to touch on, you know, you know, just go with the flow. You know, we don't have to set it in stone right away, but you know, if you meet somebody, whether it's online or you met them in person somewhere and you want to talk to them, call them up. I mean, hit them up, just hang out. You know, text and talk, and you just definitely start out as friends. You know, go on dates. Friends can go on dates. You know, go and hang out. Maybe hang out at each other's house. Go out to eat or go out, get some drinks if you want. Or maybe you go hiking together, or maybe you go to an amusement park. Maybe you go fishing, or maybe, hey, dude's working on his truck. Hey, you want to come over and just like hang out? I got to work on my truck. Okay, sure. Just do it. Just let the past go and just hang out with that person. Truly, and you don't have to break all your walls down, but truly look at it as, yeah, okay, you know, this is an attractive person. I am attracted to them, but you know what? We're just going to be friends. This is how it's going to start out. We're going to be friends. We're going to put the sexual tension aside. You know, we're going to hang out. We're going to have a good time. We're going to get to know each other and we'll see what happens, you know? And if it turns out that, hey, you know what, this is really cool. We like this and we want to be like more. Let's maybe like dating. Okay, then do it. If both are in agreement, do it. But maybe after a few weeks, a month or a couple of months, it might be like, you know what, actually, you know, are we attracted to each other? Or is this more of like maybe a brother-sister thing? That's fine. Oh, you know what? And sometimes you will have those one-sided feelings. Some may see you as, oh, yeah, you're like my little sister. And you're like, oh, really? Oh, I was kind of hoping you'd be my boyfriend. You know, it's happened. I know it's happened to me 100,000,000,000 freaking times, but you roll with it. And you know, it might hurt a little bit. It really might, but you know, you just roll with it and you just go, okay, I appreciate your honesty. Thank you for telling me. Glad we had this conversation. And you go from there. And if it's hard, it may be time for a break for a little bit, if it turns out that way. But do your best to do that and to just live life and have fun and stop letting the past get in the way so much of the time. Don't let someone go or let yourself lose out on something all because of the past. We all have pain. We all have bruises and scars. But we have to learn to let them go and truly enjoy the people that God brings into our lives. We truly, truly do, because you never know what you might learn from them, whether it turns out to be a good experience or a bad experience. I am thankful for all the men that I have dated, all the men even that I have met, and maybe it didn't even work out. It was one date and it was horrible. It's helped me to realize now definitely what I don't want in a man, you know, and, you know, it's helped me become stronger. It's helped me to keep my eyes open for this red flag and that red flag. So even be thankful for the bad things that have happened to you, because you wouldn't be who you are if you didn't have to grovel a little bit, if you didn't have to humble yourself, if you didn't have to struggle, you would be miserable. So that's my tidbit for tonight. I hope this helps. Somebody out there, know you're not alone. We all struggle. Like I said, we all have a past. We all have pain and bruises and scars. And a lot of times we let that get in the way. But we have to continue to work every day on being more open and being a little more accepting and just letting life happen. Just let it happen. So thank you all for listening and have a good night.